This is KCUR 89.3. Over the past year, KCUR has been watching families and educators cope with the disruptions that result when children transfer in and out of classrooms during the school year. Turns out all the moving around is tied to something else that's getting a lot of attention in Kansas City these days, evictions. Barbara Shelley starts this story at the Jackson County Courthouse in downtown Kansas City.
All rise. Division 29 of the 16th Circuit is now in session. The Honorable Jeanette Rodecap presiding.
Good morning, everybody. We're here on our landlord-tenant docket.
Or as it is better known, eviction court. Every Thursday, Rodecap and five other Jackson County Circuit judges review hundreds of petitions from landlords seeking to remove tenants from their homes. Most have missed a rent check or two. Others are accused of damaging property. By afternoon, dozens of families will be on their way to homelessness. 2 years ago, Fran Marion was one of those people. She stopped paying rent because her landlord wouldn't fix a broken furnace. He filed paperwork to evict her. She didn't fight it.
I really was uneducated about the law system, and I didn't have a lawyer or anything, so I felt that I wouldn't have won, so why even bother?
But that eviction judgment created a nightmare for Marion and her two teenage children. To landlords, it was like a big scarlet letter. No one would rent to her. Marion, who works at fast food restaurants, had to plead with acquaintances to stay in their homes. One house was shot up while her children were inside. They found a rental house, only to learn the city had condemned the property, and they were on the move again.
I'd rather have go through toothaches and childbirth again.
As Marion puts it, the family moved from pillar to post. Her two children had to switch schools. Her daughter Raven was happy at Northeast High School. Moving over to East High School for her sophomore year was stressful.
It was okay, but at the same time, it was hard to adapt to new kids. The way the schools are set up, it's hard to get more involved with teachers, students, and get along also.
Gina Kiala is executive director of the Heartland Center for Jobs and Freedom. She works the hallways when eviction court is in session, offering up advice. It's usually too late.
The children end up in homeless shelters. It's a traumatizing experience. We know of low-wage workers whose children have ended up in cars and in vans and right out on the streets. I think children are permanently traumatized by this.
Those concerns are being echoed in school district offices and in City Hall, as leaders in Kansas City are becoming more aware of just how many evictions take place and also how many students move in and out of classrooms during the school year. Harvard graduate Tara Ragavir studied evictions in Kansas City, her hometown, for her senior thesis.
But since then, I've continued to work on the issue. It's something that I'm deeply passionate about and has kind of continued to keep me up at night.
Ragavir analyzed 18 years of eviction records, something that hadn't been done before. She found that families get evicted in Kansas City at a startling rate. Every business day, landlords file an average of 42 eviction petitions in Jackson County Circuit Court. And every business day, judges issue 25 eviction orders.
And I would be remiss if I didn't also say that the data that we have from the courts, I believe to only represent a fraction of the total impact of evictions in the city. There are many more evictions that happen informally.
Kansas City Mayor Sly James credits Ragavir's first-of-its-kind research with getting him thinking about evictions and their impact on schools and kids.
Anything that works to keep kids out of the classroom is a major issue that has to be addressed. We can't look at things in isolation. The economic circumstances of the parent or parents has a huge impact on the stability of the child in school.
James's office is working with Ragavir and others to get school districts to share data on student transfers and academic performance. Partners in the newly formed Kansas City Eviction Project think that if they can connect the dots between forced moves, missed class time, and low student achievement, they can push for policies to keep more kids in their homes and classrooms. Kansas City Public Schools has agreed to share data. So have Independence, North Kansas City, and Fort Osage. But with so many school districts so close together in the metro, the project's success will hinge on getting everyone on board. Fran Marion, the mother whose life was upended by an eviction, finally found a landlord willing to rent to her. Her family now lives in an apartment in Northeast Kansas City.
And it's not the greatest, but it's home.
The move allowed Raven to return to Northeast High School. Her newfound stability has improved her school life.
I like to do volleyball And I also, now I decided to do track. It's going good. I mean, I have more space and opportunity to do things now.
School and community leaders are talking about offering legal assistance and help with rent and utilities to keep students in their homes and schools.
When I call your name, please come up right away.
But with affordable housing in short supply, families will continue to find their names on the evictions court docket. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Barb Shelley.
This story is part of an ongoing KCUR series on student mobility. Kansas City's Local Investment Commission has published a related booklet called The Goodbye Kids that can be downloaded at kclink.org.